Ohio man held as homegrown terrorist.
Investigators believe he was plotting an attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Secret Service shakeup.
Four top managers of the Secret Service must resign or retire.
Oscar nominations.
Birdman and the Grand Budapest Hotel lead the way.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, his name is Christopher Lee Cornell, a 20-year-old Ohio man charged with plotting to attack the United States Capitol. CBS's Jeff Pagaz has more from Washington.
According to court documents, Cornell was arrested after he allegedly purchased two semi-automatic rifles and approximately 600 rounds of ammunition. They say he had researched the construction of pipe bombs, which he planned to build, plant, and detonate at and near the U.S. Capitol, after which he would use firearms to shoot and kill employees and officials.
John Dean owns the Cincinnati gun store where the weapons were bought.
If I hadn't been warned ahead of time, there wasn't really anything about him that would have suggested he was involved in something like this.
The FBI says Cornell's Twitter posts under the name Raheel Maris Ubeda sympathized with ISIS, and he allegedly told an informant he wanted to wage jihad. Cornell's father calls it an elaborate setup.
I know how they operate. I don't care if people like what I have to say. I know how they operate. They will set you up.
The FBI says it began gathering evidence against Cornell back in August. Major shakeup at the Secret Service. Four top officials demoted on the heels of scandals and security lapses. White House correspondent Bill Plant says it's the first major move by the new acting director.
The four managers who were told to retire or seek reassignment were overseeing some of the agency's regular operations having to do with the protection of the president, the investigative mission of the agency, as well as governmental and public affairs and technology. A fifth assistant director has announced his retirement.
The government says it's going to begin to loosen American trade and travel restrictions with Cuba starting Friday under terms of that new diplomatic deal with Havana. The U.S. has released five men from Yemen. They've been held at Guantanamo Bay prison for more than a dozen years. Four have been sent to Oman, the other to Estonia. Attorney Corey Kreider represents some Gitmo detainees. She spoke to us on Skype.
Many of the Yemenis in Guantanamo Bay at this stage will go anywhere that the United States is prepared to send them because they're just so desperate to get out and to move on with their lives.
Secretary of State Kerry goes to France today. He says he'll give Paris a big hug after last week's terror attacks. Funerals for some of the Charlie Hebdo staffers who were killed are being held today. And CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris says the new edition of that satirical publication is still a hot seller.
There were long lines at newsstands hours before they opened again today. Initially, they were going to print 3 million copies. Now they say there'll be another 2 million on top of that.
Need help with your taxes? The Internal Revenue Service may be the last place you want to turn to. And that warning comes from the IRS itself. Deep budget cuts are the reason. And Nina Olson, taxpayer advocate at the IRS, says phone wait times could be a half an hour or more.
They should bring their knitting when they call the IRS. They can do something on the phone while they're waiting. You could probably knit a sock.
And the cuts could mean more obstacles for people who dispute possible IRS mistakes. Oscar nominations are out this morning. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
A pair of films topped the Oscar nomination list with nine nominations, The Grand Budapest Hotel and Birdman.
That was 1992.
You could jump right back into that suit if you wanted.
Both those films are up for the top award, Best Picture. Among other Best Picture nominees, American Sniper and the film considered the pre-Oscar favorite, Boyhood. Among actors receiving nominations, Julianne Moore for Best Actress for her highly acclaimed role in Still Alice.
I have Alzheimer's disease.
Others receiving nominations, Michael Keaton, Bradley Cooper, Patricia Arquette, and receiving her 19th Oscar nomination, Meryl Streep, for Best Supporting Actress in Into the Woods. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Motion Picture Academy in Beverly Hills.
President Obama takes up the call today for increased paid leave for working parents. Live to CBS's Heather Bosch.
The president plans to order federal agencies to give their workers at least 6 weeks of paid leave to care for a new child. He'll suggest Congress do the same for its workers, and he's expected to ask Congress for $2 billion to encourage states to make paid family and medical leave plans, as he stressed last summer.
All Americans should be able to afford to care for a family member in need.
And the president will urge Congress to pass legislation allowing workers to earn up to 7 paid sick days each year. Millions of Americans don't have that.
A federal judge is being asked to step in to stop Mr. Obama's moves on immigration. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
In the first courtroom showdown over President Obama's controversial immigration actions, 25 states are asking a federal judge in the Texas border city of Brownsville to block orders shielding millions of undocumented immigrants from deportation. To Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt, the moves are a power grab that will cost states money.
For the president to communicate to Congress that because they've not acted the way he wants them to act and he can pinch it for them is entirely unconstitutional.
Brownsville Mayor Tony Martinez says the steps are legal and necessary.
This president has been there, been asking 6 years, going on 7. The House refuses to act, but they don't seem to be very interested in moving.
The judge assigned to this case, Andrew Hanen, once accused the administration of participating in a criminal conspiracy to unite immigrant children with parents living here illegally and of what he called a dangerous and unconscionable failure to enforce immigration laws. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Mexico is going to start issuing birth certificates at its consulates in the United States. It's a move to help immigrants here illegally as they pursue work permits and driver's licenses. Pope Francis is in the Philippines. Big reception. His visit's going to focus on the poor. About the Paris attack, he said today there are limits to freedom of expression when religion is insulted. After 19 grueling days, two climbers raised their bloody, banged-up hands in triumph yesterday atop Yosemite's El Capitan. Kevin Jorgensen and Tommy Caldwell conquered the 3,000-foot sheer granite wall like no one else before, using just their hands and feet. Jorgensen says it was tough.
Personally, I ran into a lot of challenges that I didn't anticipate. You know, it took me 7 days to get past a single section of the climb, and it took a lot of resolve to stay positive and see it through.
Target says it's going to close all of its stores in Canada to focus on business in the U.S. Plenty of things need sunlight to grow, and that would include the solar energy industry. CBS's Dan Revive has a new analysis.
The solar power industry says the number of Americans it is employing rose by almost 22% in the past year to around 174,000.
The U.S. solar industry continues to create high-skilled, high-wage jobs at a phenomenal rate.
Andrea Lukey, president of the industry's Solar Foundation, saying despite the drop in the price of oil, renewable energy is still growing.
States are mandated to come up with plans that help them to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions.
Dan Revive, CBS News.
Darrell Winfield had a high-profile job for about 20 years. He was perhaps the most recognizable of all the Marlboro men in TV and print ads for the cigarette brand. With his rugged cowboy good looks, Winfield died this week at 85 at his Wyoming ranch. He was discovered there by an ad exec back in 1968. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.